bit surprised, at the least of it at first. And, well, I didn't say much really at first. It was obvious to him, I suppose, that I didn't believe him. Because he, you know, he said, you know, I don't suppose you believe me, do you? I said, well, you know, who am I to say? It's a very interesting place. And he was, well, I'm sure he was sincere, I mean, he was a poet. But the more I looked at him, I mean, there was something about him. And he kept saying, you know,
into the shop and looked me straight between the eyes and said, you know, I'm Jesus. And I must have looked surprised, because he said, please don't be hasty, no one understands. But I've gone away to prove it, and he lifted up his hands.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
For a minute I was speechless, then I looked into his face with sufficient light of sadness for the total human race. And I said, you must be joking. But he slowly shook his head and said, that's what they all say. I might as well be dead.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
He asked me if I knew a place where he could start to preach. And I said, well, try a church or maybe Brighton Beach. I was trying to be serious, but he didn't seem impressed. He said, you think I'm crazy? You're just like all the rest.
He was a man who called himself Jesus.
I was really quite embarrassed. He was looking so sincere. So I said, I closed the shop soon. Won't you come and have a beer? Then he asked me if I meant it, and he gave a funny smile. Like that, and he hung around a while.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
On the way he stopped at little children's heads and taught them one line prayers to say when they went off to their beds. But mostly they were frightened and they looked at him wide-eyed. And when he said his name was Jesus, one girl even cried.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
In the pub I asked him if he tried to see the Pope, and he said although he thought about it, there was really not a hope. Then he said he thought he'd better go, he had some work to do. He said he'd come and see me in about a week or two.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
After he had gone, I thought of what he said and all his funny actions. They kept running through my head. And when I felt my mind was drowning in a sea of mud, it seemed